Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. It's day 20. This is the time when you enter the final third of the book. And the final third is where everything starts to get crazy. We're going to talk about some specifics in the next few days. This is where the trouble ratchets up, where the stakes ratchet up, and where you head into your climax. Everything that happens from here on out directly affects the end of the story. And if you're anything like me, or several other writers I've known, shifting gears from that middle of the story point to that end of the story point can drive you a little nuts. You can find yourself sort of stalling as you go uphill and wondering how you make the transition. This is another classic place where writer's block sets in, and all of the techniques we've talked about up to this point will really come in handy here if you're stalling out. If you're not stalling out, but you find yourself sort of idling and trying to figure out which way to go, there's two things going on. First of all, you're probably overthinking it, and you should step back, go back about 50 pages and just read through and find the story as a reader, and then get to the end and just continue writing. Way more effective than it really should be, but it really, really works. The other thing that can help you is good old Chandler's Rule, which we talked about back in episode 11, The Dreaded One-Third. Except this time, it's not exactly Chandler's Rule. It's Sawyer's iteration of Chandler's Rule. Chandler's Rule is,
when you're stuck, have big guys with guns come through the door, then by the time you figure out why they're there, the story's moving again.
And you adapt that to whatever genre you're writing in a way that's genre-appropriate. Sawyer's iteration of Chandler's Rule is this. You're idling out here. At this point in the story, you've got that dot, dot, dot going on. My hero walks through the door and dot, dot, dot. After the dot, dot, dot comes,
and then everything went to hell.
Whatever kind of story you're writing, this is the point in the book where that happens. Everything goes to hell. Things start to go as dark and as bad and as awful as they can. Pile the reversals on your character. You pile the reversals on your plot. You make everything as bad as it can get in the context of the story world you've already built. Because when you get to the climax and the resolution at the end, the further your hero or heroine has to pull out of the depths, the better, the more emotionally impactful, and the more memorable your story is going to be. And at every point in the story, right up to the point where your hero finally wins, the answer to every story question is,
shit gets worse.
But that's nowhere more important than when you go into this last section of the book. If you're interested in story structure, this is what happens at the beginning of Act 3 if you're doing a 3-act structure, and it's what happens at the beginning of Act 4 if you're doing a 5-act structure. If you don't know what that means, don't worry, it's not important, but if you're someone who's had too much formal literary training like me, then that can help you get teeth into it. Remember Sawyer's iteration. Everything goes to hell, and I mean everything. Nothing is safe. Everything goes down the tubes until you get to that maximum moment of crisis and you hit it with your climax, which we'll talk about in episode 28. But for now, head into that final third, push everybody down the stairs, make everything go to hell. I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.